Well, hey guys, welcome to day three of week two of my teaching all about building a relationship with God. Hey, I hope you can hear me okay. So I'm in Florida right now, and it feels like I'm in the middle of a tropical rainstorm because I'm in the middle of a tropical rainstorm. So I'm hoping this mic is picking me up, and I will try to electronically remove that later, but I'm going to go on anyway. It's great to have you guys here. I'll jump into that teaching in a moment. I'm here for a week's ministry in the state of Florida, and I am in the state of grace. It's great to have you here. If you're in Florida and you see this video, I will be in Melbourne, Lakeland, Bradenton, Fort Myers, and Melbourne, Florida this coming week. So drop me a line if you're interested in coming to some of those meetings. Great. Let me do a few quick housekeeping things as usual. If you are new here, it's great to have you on my channel. Thank you. We've got over 1 million subscribers now, so it is so cool that. Hit the subscribe button there. Lots of things to say about my ministry. The best way of keeping in touch with me would be through my email newsletter we send out once a week. So sign up below for my email newsletter. And let me say as well, all week long I'm going to be teaching from this book, Building a Relationship with God. You can get this at all fine booksellers and from Amazon, link below. And I also have a study guide available for this book. So really encourage you to get a copy of this. I'm getting rained on even though I'm undercover here. It is so bad. And lastly, I want to say a big thank you to all of the partners of my ministry as well. We love and appreciate you guys. I'm trying to get dry here. Good. So today I want to talk about the goal of knowing God. In Philippians, you know, a passage many of you will know, Paul talks about this. I believe it's Philippians chapter 2, where he says the only thing that he is interested in is that I might know him. Jesus said in John 17, this is eternal life, that they would know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. And in a way, the absolute goal, the filter through which we should look at everything in life is, do I really know God? In Matthew 7, Jesus talks about those who will come to him one day and say, we cast out devils, we heal the sick, we did many great works in your name. And yet Jesus will turn to them and say, depart from me, I never knew you. You know, just pause, think about this for a second. It's interesting to get this. The problem, he's not going to say, depart from me because you did these things. The problem was not healing the sick, casting out devils, opening blind eyes. The problem was using his name but not knowing him. And I think that is, frankly, a terrifying reality. I want to know God. I believe I know God. I do know God. I want you to know God. But what does it truly mean to know God? It means to come into a relationship with him. But in a biblical language, well, it means to maintain a relationship with him. Why would Jesus cast away people who cast out devils, heal the sick in his name? Because they're using him. They weren't interested in a relationship with him. They weren't interested in fellowship with him. They wanted to use him like a magic talisman to achieve results. And I think it's vital we catch that reality in our life. God wants us to know him. And at some level, the highest good, the goal of each and every day of our lives should be, Lord, I want to know you today. I want to know you. I want to be known by you. I want to walk in you and walk with you this day. And I think our challenge, again, we're going to explore in this in the days to come, is to build a lifestyle, build a pattern of habits that actually push us into knowing him. I think the challenge for so many of us is that we develop a lifestyle, a pattern of habits, which can actually take us and not help us and hinder us in that journey of knowing him. So how do you practically do, how do you bake this into your life wherever you are at today? I mean, literally just take a minute right now and say, Lord, I want to know you. I think what we've got to do as well, and again, we're going to cover this more in detail, but is be willing to remove these roadblocks, these barriers, remove the sin, remove the unbelief, remove the selfishness. There's just something great. I love it when Jesus teaches about this in the Sermon on the Mount, where he talks about praying in secret, worshiping in secret, giving in secret. He talks about your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And the principle, as I understand it, is Jesus is saying, pursue me for a relationship with me when there are no human benefits, there are no what I would call horizontal benefits. The only benefit is heavenward. The only benefit is vertical. Pursue me when nobody sees. And in the end, people will see. In the end, it will be visible to others that you know God. But pursue a life of hiddenness with the Lord. Build a relationship where you know Him each and every day. Boom. Guys, tomorrow I'm going to continue talking more about relational truth. And I need to come in out of the rain here. But wishing you well wherever you're at in the world today. Again, grab a hold of a copy of that book, Building a Relationship with God. And drop me a line. Hope to see some of you in Florida this week. Blessings.